eight, if we could have case number eight come forward, 22-746. Morning.
Good morning.
Chief, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Chief Donald Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, issuing authority representing the town of Darien.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
I certainly would. The appellant applied for a 60-day temporary pistol permit to the town of Darien. On the DPS 799C form, we're specifically asked if you have been party to a protective or restraining order within the last 5 years. The appellant indicated that he had. Clearly, that question on the form causes to be more probative as to what happened and why he was under a restraining or protective order. To that end, I contacted his ex-spouse, who had reservations of him receiving a pistol permit based on that protective order that had been filed. The ex-spouse did say that if I was willing to give her a lifetime order of protection, she would be okay with me issuing him the pistol permit. Based on that, I could not get to the bar of suitability for this appellate, and I thought it would be prudent to come in camera and have testimony under oath to determine his suitability.
Thank you, Chief. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, my name is Radislav Tadjashvili. I live in the town of Darien like about four to five years. I had a very bitter divorce back in starting 2019, which was going on for several years, which ended up in me winning the custody battle from my ex-spouse, who in turn called police on my children over a period like four times. So she was very vindictive at the time, but now it's like a lot of time passed and we are like on good terms. So she filed the order of protection just to get back at me when we got into arguments, and I laid out details to Chief Anderson. I'm sorry if I misspelled your name, mispronounced it, but all the details, I don't know if you have any questions, I can go through details as necessary, but it's just feel it's not fair that I'm being punished for something that I want to do to protect the kids, and been just trying to appeal and have you like hear me out.
Okay, thank you,
sir. Do you still live in Darien?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Chief. All right, Chief, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. Mr. Pellin, at the time you applied for this pistol permit, you listed a Darien address.
That's correct.
Subsequent to that, you changed addresses.
That's
Is that correct?
That's correct.
But as of today, you still live in the town of Darien.
That's correct.
You were aware that I contacted you at the time of your application that I had spoken to your ex-spouse.
That's correct.
She intimated to me in writing the email that she was in opposition to you receiving a pistol permit because she was apprehensive for the safety of both herself, her new spouse, and your children in common. Is that an accurate statement?
I heard that from her, but at no time I ever posed the threat to her or her husband. She lives in a different state. She sees kids once, sometimes twice a month. We don't interact, we don't talk, except when we have to deal with arranging the date for kids to pick up.
As part of this proceeding, you received a complete packet, board has as well? You have the correspondence from your ex-spouse in that packet?
That's correct.
Do you recall seeing in that packet that she alleged to me that you were involved with a physical altercation with her spouse in New York?
Yes.
Is that accurate?
There is a fine line between embellishment and lying on her part. There was a provocation and instigation from her part where he attacked me in front of my daughter when I was picking her up, in the way to get back at me. So she was trying to kind of control me or like just get back at me in that sense, because my daughter did not behave well, and he had fight with my daughter, and I was not very happy about it, to say the least, and she instigated fight against me. And at that time, I called the police. Instead, like I do martial arts, I could have done physical, but I called the police on him just to like get this cleared out. The charges were not filed because he claimed that I started it first. So they said, we're going to bring you both in if can have judge figure out. So I dropped the charges against him at the time, especially that I was with my daughter who was crying in the car because she had witnessed something that traumatized her.
On your application, it asked the question if you have been under a protective or restraining order with a threat or use of violence within the last 5 years. Is that accurate?
That was a civil order of protection, yes.
And you checked yes?
That's correct.
Would it be a fair statement that that protective order was issued ex parte on February 3rd, 2020, i.e.
Yes.
Your wife filed it, but you did not have a hearing before a judge at that point?
That's correct. I tried to settle everything peacefully, went through the patiently through the divorce process through mediation, and I didn't want to do anything, deal with her through in a court in front of the judge without admission. I settled with her on that order of protection for 6 months, which expired in August 2020.
That was my next question. Mm-hmm. Subsequent to that original order, you appeared before a judge, correct? In some type of hearing before a judge at court.
For order of protection? No, we did not appear in front of the judge. We settled it before going to the judge.
In your packet, there's documentation signed by a judge or magistrate indicating that although you denied the allegations set forth by your spouse, you agreed to abide by the terms of the restraining order for additional 6 months.
That's correct. Yeah, now I recall it. Almost 4 years ago. Yes. But we did not go through the hearing through the judge on the order of protection. We settled that right before it.
In your packet, do you have a letter or email dated January 24th, 2022 from your spouse indicating, among other things, that you were verbally assaulted to her and that she was in fear that you would come in and get revenge and that you stated to her that you would fight in court custody if she appealed or she opposed your application for a pistol permit?
I have that letter in front of me, and this is does not correspond to truth, because the reason I got the custody because she called police on my 7 or 8 years old at the time daughter on 4 different occasions, and that's the reason why I got the custody of the kids. And kids didn't want, like, as you noted, I live in down in Darien, my first address. I rented only like a small apartment for myself while I was paying for her to live with kids in a condominium complex that was in my name. But she was treating kids so badly that kids didn't want to stay there, and instead they were staying with me in one bedroom basement apartment for a couple of years. And that's the reason why I got the custody. And hence she dropped everything and moved out and got remarried, so lives ever happily ever after.
Without going to the mm-hmm. truthfulness of the matter, in mm-hmm. your packet there's a statement from your ex-spouse that mm-hmm. claims that you stated that you threatened again that you would start a new case for child custody if she opposed your pistol permit application. Is that a true statement from her?
That's not true. I did mention that to her, that I let her go with on the child support. I'm not going to pursue child support, and as a result, she's doing everything to hurt me, like in a way that what she brought to you or what she's saying people around, that I threaten her, or like we're like completely fine right now. We're like, I don't see her, she lives in different towns, like, and I don't want to do anything with her. I do everything for kids to see her so that she's like, they build a relationship with her, but not, I don't want to have any interaction or communication with her in that sense because of the trauma that she caused.
Thank you. So as the board can see, this pistol permit application was filed approximately 1 year after the time of a restraining and protective order was in place mm-hmm. with a spouse that had reservations of pistol permit approval. I could not get to the point where I could determine a bar suitability. As I mentioned, I believe that the appellant's ex-spouse said that in return for a lifetime order of protection, she would be okay with a pistol permit being granted. Being that the issuing authority has no authority to grant restraining or protective orders, that lies why we're here today. So the board knows, I did reach out to the ex-spouse, both through email and phone, asking if anything had changed, positive or negative, since the time of this denial, and to also see if she would be willing to appear here today to give sworn testimony. I did not hear back from the spouse of the appellant. That is sum and substance of my case.
You're going to have a chance to tell your side of the story, but do you have any questions for the chief at this time?
No, you answered my questions. Okay. And I appreciate you coming all the way down here.
Does the board have questions for the chief?
I'm curious, Chief, what would your position be now as of today?
My position would be one that I still couldn't reach the bar of suitability, because typically in this case, and I've had conversations with spouses who were initially opposed to pistol permits being granted, and when I find out that they have no opposition, or the matter has been, you know, the water has gone under the bridge and things have back to be amicable, I really don't have an issue with this. But in this case, without hearing from the spouse, I believe that we might be in the same position that we were before, where I could not make a cogent determination in good conscience as to grant the pistol permit to the appellant.
What about the letter that was submitted to us this morning? You had a chance to take a look at that?
I did not see the letter, but I don't have any opposition to it. I believe the appellant said it was a letter of
support. You might want to take a look at it, too.
Opposition to this letter. In my mind, I would like to hear from both parties under oath as to the truth of this matter, and we only have one party here today.
I think what she's asking you is, you now that you've heard an explanation and you don't have the other person, you just find it unsuitable, or you still can't decide? Is that, or are you asking the board to decide based on all the information you have?
Yes, I'd like to hear from the appellant under oath as to his suitability.
You've had some of that.
As the issuing authority, I could not reach the bar of suitability in good conscience to give the appellant a pistol, a 60-day temporary pistol permit.
Colonel, question, Colonel.
Yep. Was there an arrest associated with the restraining order?
There was not.
And how long, was that restraining order, protective order, in effect?
I believe it was for 6 months from the time from February. I don't know the outcome of how it closed out. I do not know that.
But it was an ex parte, correct?
No, it originally was ex parte. Then they had some type of mediation, and they have a document signed by the judge where the appellant agreed to abide by the terms of the order for a period of 6 months.
Any other negative or any other issues in Darien regarding the appellant? Any other things that would call into question his suitability?
No, sir.
Other questions?
I have a follow-up question. Yep. Given that the appellant received custody of his children, does that give you any impression regarding his ex-wife and the veracity of her statements or any follow-up testimony she might have given? I believe the appellant indicated that his wife currently lives out of state, I don't know if you had that out of state number.
Yes, out of state
phone number. Yeah.
Oh yes, she's had the same number and she has the same email.
It seems to me she had an opportunity to respond and she didn't have the courtesy of calling you back, it sounds like.
I would say that's a fair statement, yes.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
I work for a bank, I do martial arts, I take care of the kids, I like volunteer, I live in the Olive Darien. This is like my second home after Stanford, where I lived like 25 years. And just want to make it fair so that I've had problems with my ex. I don't like, but there was never threat or things that she tends to embellish and borderline lying. It's just, I wish she was here. And in fact, that I did reach out to her because I, in the packet that you sent me, I saw email that you reached out to her, and I said, did you get a chance to look at his email and come like respond back? And she said, when I get a chance to it, I'll decide what to respond and I'll get back to you. And that was it. So that's, I have a witness here in case you have any additional questions. Like, he can, I know him for since 1994, friend of mine that been witness of all my divorce process and kind of gave me support and seen what I was going through with kids and my ex. So he can give you a little more color, objective color from like a third party.
You can, I believe you can call your witness as part of your testimony, and then you can ask him questions that you feel would support your position if you choose to do that.
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Well, not right now.
Well, once we're finished querying you, or
okay,
and you finish your statement, if you have any witnesses, you can call them forward.
You mean my ex-spouse?
No, the gentleman.
Okay,
it seems
there's
a man here who wants to say something. So we're going to go one witness at a time.
Okay.
So if you want to have somebody else testify on your behalf, you can do that after we're done questioning you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Chief, do you have any questions based on what he just testified to?
I do not.
Does the board have questions?
How old are your children now?
16 and 13.
And they've lived with you now for how many years?
Well, I got the official custody, I think, time flies, 2021 in December, I think. But they lived before that with me. So until, like I said, I was paying for condominium where they were supposed to live with their mom because she was having, was supposed to have primary custody, and like she, I was supposed to see them every 2 weeks. But instead, they were living with me like 90% of the time because they could not. They kept getting in a fight, as you saw, that she had to even resort to calling police on my younger daughter, like she was 8 or 9 at the time, and they just did not get along well.
Have they posed any behavior problems for you?
No. Well, after during divorce,
for normal kid stuff.
During divorce, they were under stress. My son was actually diagnosed with Crohn's disease post stress after like. Like they got in altercation with her, and like it was, I could say, like right now it's normal, back to normal. For past few years it'd been normal. At the time it was pretty bad. It was bad in a way, stress. Unfortunately, she got out all this fighting in front of the kids, arguments, and that kind of affected their trauma. So, I don't know if you.
And like, what is the setup in your home? Do each of your children have their own bedroom?
They have their own bedrooms, activities, school, friends, like normal kids. And beauty of their end, everything in walking distance and everything close by. So good community.
Thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, did you want to call on a witness?
Yeah, maybe he can give like a. His 2 cents. Yeah,
he didn't
to take too much time.
He didn't. No.
Sir, if you want to, could you just remain standing, raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, or on penalties of perjury? Okay, you can have a seat. Can you please just state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Alexander Franzel F. S. in Frank.
Okay,
R.
Can
you
speak up?
Speak up and.
No, not into there yet.
Well,
that was an amplifying.
So I can hear
okay,
you one letter at a time.
My last name is Fromzel. F as in Frank, R as in River, O, M as in Mary, Z as in Zebra, E, L as in Lawrence.
Got it, thank
first
you.
Name is Alexandra. And I apologize for interjecting. I'm in somewhat unusual role for myself today because I'm an attorney with the state of Connecticut, and I was involved in some of the things that were discussed here today, including. But I decided that I can be better served today rather than representing him, just appearing on behalf of him as a witness. And one thing that we are actually, probably as myself and my partner representing
Radislav, in protective order case, we made a mistake. Because we never imagined that we would find ourselves in this room in front of the people discussing the permit. We literally, my partner literally took him into the room, said, well, listen, you don't have to admit to anything, but do, you know, the terms are you don't need to be in contact with your soon-to-be, well, ex-wife. Do you have any objections to that? He said, no, that's really what I want. So let's not have any more stress and aggravation in this case. Let's just have it signed and be done with it. Should we imagine that this will come around and bite us in the rear end and we would have to defend in this position him in front of the board for denial of the permit, we would have a full hearing instead of just entering into that order by agreement. That's why he probably doesn't remember appearing before the judge, because it was all just in 1 second. We said, well, if that's what you want, that's what she wants, there's absolutely no point in having a hearing. Even though, honestly, most of what was stated in that original order of protection that was granted ex parte was not true. I was also, since I knew both parties, I did not take the representation of this case in the divorce proceeding. I just didn't feel comfortable because of my relationship in this case. But I actually referred them to a friend of mine who did the mediation for them, another attorney. And I have to tell you that Radislav here is like nicest man I actually know. And he's the one taking care of two kids, doing it really, really well. The kids are great. He is trying to avoid all possible complications, confrontations, and that sometimes this is how it ends up in this type of situation. The restraining order of protection was a good example of that. But his wife is very, very bitter about this divorce, even though I think she's the one who brought it upon this family. And she's especially bitter of the fact that the kids did not want to do anything with her, especially right after the divorce. She was not able to control them. She was not able to take care of them. She was calling the police on the young children when they were staying with her for misbehaving. And obviously she's blaming him. She has to blame herself. And she's been pretty consistently bitter and vindictive about the entire process. Just to give you an example so you would understand, I was just laughing today. In the morning, he came over, we drove in one car and said, oh, you're wearing a tie, I never seen you wearing a tie. Do you actually know how to tie it? Said, fine, you mentioned, man. My wife, when she was living in the house, she untied all of my ties before leaving the house. That should give you an idea. This is the type of a person we're dealing with here. And I thought I knew her from the better side. But during the divorce, the sides that she has demonstrated, they actually came out horrible. Horrible with relation to kids, horrible with relations to him. And the things that she's writing in those letters, I mean, they're loosely based on the facts, but the spin that she gives it, it's absolutely unbelievable. He's a very, very, very good man. I don't know why he's asking for a permit. I myself not into firearms very much, but from the character perspective, from the personal perspective, I don't see that there's any reason to think that he can pose risk to anybody, much less to his ex-wife, and much less to anybody else. He's a very, very, very good kind man.
Thank you, Attorney Cromswell. Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Does the board have questions? None. Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, just thank you for your time, for coming over and giving me a chance to hear me out, my side of the story, and just want to have a fair decision based on what you heard.
Thank you, sir. Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
The issuing authority believes that the specific question on the DPS 799C with a 5-year restraining or protective order is there for a reason. Although it's not an automatic disqualifier, it is something that requires additional probative investigation, and that was why my denial that could not reach the level of suitability on this appellate at the time of his application.
Thank you, Chief. Brief factual. Sure.
This is a denial by the town of Darien. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the town's concern over the ex-wife's concern over the appellant's suitability, concern for her safety, her new spouse's safety, and the safety of the children they now have in common. The appellant has full custody of their children. There were no arrests associated with the divorce proceedings between the appellant and his ex-wife. The town has no other suitability issues with the appellant.
Comments by the board? Seeing none, I'll make two comments. One, and this is obviously not the chief's responsibility to get the ex-wife here, but it's very telling that she was offered the chance to come testify today and did not do that. I'll further remark, contrary to what Attorney Fronzel said, I don't think him agreeing to the protective order really shot him in the butt in any way. I think when somebody who has been issued a protective order volunteers to let that remain intact, I think that speaks to his character more than anything else, rather than challenging it. Because all he agreed to do was not assault, threaten, abuse, harass. He agreed to stay away from her. These are things that if there was really, I think, some sort of big issue, he wouldn't have agreed to do it. So I almost commend him for doing that. So that will be informing my decision today. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
And chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.